There lived a girl who was not blessed with looks that drove men mad with lust. The fancy clothes her daddy bought just helped to make this obvious. And then one day a stranger came, he claimed he'd never heard her name, but he said, "Will you marry me?" Some had said that he was sly, they saw ambition in his eyes. She saw escape, he saw success, that she was easy to impress. The date was set, the ring was bought, and in the church and in the court she said, "I want to marry you." Like a fool, her heart was won so easily. But once they wed, here's all he said, "I'm glad to be part of your family." Her brother was the dearest friend to everyone of consequence, and from her bed her husband asked, "I want to join your entourage." To no surprise, his aim was clear, he wanted more, an equal share. He said, "I want in with your business." And so they let their brother in and raised a glass to this new kin. He was accepted as a member of the dutifully respected in the cellar. They made contracts that he did not understand, but he wanted with the business. So like a fool, he dug his hands so greedily. He urged his wife, "Make room for me, for I must be part of your family." Waiting only, not alone. He had a prisoner of debt, and with a gun against his head, he said, "You better pull the trigger if you really do intend to be a part of our establishment and part of what we represent. To be one of the businessmen and cut you in on your percent. You'll see in time you're thicker than the blood that you will spill. Now you're just one of the family." So now he knew he paid his dues with bullets. Regretfully, it always be part of your family.